Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this newscast is brought to you by McMove's Laundromat in Elkton. Offering self-serve laundry, or call 989-551-5192 to schedule your drop-off service today for only $1.50 a pound. At approximately 5 p.m., there was a two-vehicle crash between a Ford Transit passenger van and a Jeep Compass at the intersection of Sebewing Road and Elkton Roads. On scene were two Michigan State Police, Sure EMS, Elkton EMS, and Owendale Fire Department. Each vehicle had to be towed away from the scene on flatbed recovery vehicles. There is no readily available information regarding possible injuries at this time. In a recall effort, retargeting Huron County District 3 Commissioner Scott Most is moving forward again after the original petition was withdrawn and refiled because of a paperwork error. The issue involved the petition sponsor's residence during a July 22nd hearing. Election officials noted the form did not indicate whether sponsor Maggie Egging lived in the city of Caseville or Caseville Township. Although representatives at the hearing initially identified her as a city resident, officials later confirmed she lives in Caseville Township. The petition was refiled on July 24th with the correct township designation. The recall language remains unchanged, stating Mouse should be recalled for his July 8, 2025 vote supporting Resolution 25-85, which authorized up to 15,000 acres of solar energy facilities in 15 Huron County zone townships. The Huron County Election Commission will schedule a new clarity and factuality hearing to determine whether the revised petition needs legal requirement or meets legal requirements. If approved, recall organizers will be allowed to begin collecting the required number of signatures from registered voters in District 3. If the petition is rejected, organizers may appeal the decision or submit another revised petition. However, with the previous recall petition accepted, the sponsor feels that this is just a formality to make sure that it cannot be contested due to a technical oversight. When we come back from this McMove's Laundromat sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Hi Mark, it's Cinderella. I really want to go to the ball tonight, but my stepmother says I have to finish all this laundry first.
Cinderella, leave the laundry to me. You get ready for the ball, and I'll take care of the rest.
Thank you, Mark. You're a true prince.
Hi. This is Mark from McMove's Laundromat in Elkton. You don't have to be headed to a royal ball to appreciate having a little extra free time. Let us take laundry off your to-do list with our convenient wash, dry, and fold service for just $1.50 per pound. Just give me a call at 989-551-5192 and we'll arrange a time that works with your schedule. Need your clothes pressed? We do that too. Or if you'd rather do it yourself, stop by our clean, self-service laundromat open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with large capacity washers perfect for everything from everyday clothes to king-size comforters. McBoo's Laundromat is veteran-owned and operated, conveniently located at 5010 Brown Street in Elkton. Everybody's got dirty laundry. Bring it here.
Even princesses.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. A Cass City woman and a 4-year-old boy were injured in a two-vehicle crash Monday evening, July 27th. In Sanilac County after an Ohio driver allegedly ran a stop sign. The crash happened just before 6:25 p.m. at the intersection of Germania and Cass City Roads in Greenleaf Township. Sheriff's deputies say a 30-year-old Ohio man was driving a northbound Dodge Ram when he failed to stop at the intersection and collided with the passenger side of an eastbound Saturn Outlook. The SUV was driven by a 35-year-old Cass City woman who was traveling with the child. Both were taken to Covenant Healthcare in Saginaw for treatment. Their conditions have not been released. Investigators say the woman had no traffic control device in her direction of travel. Seat belts were in use and airbags deployed in both vehicles. Alcohol is not believed to have been a factor. The Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office says the investigation remains ongoing.
Hey, Max, you look sharp in that purple tie. Ready to harness the world as a guide dog?
You bet, Daisy. And your purple service dog vest really pops against your shiny fur.
First day on the job for both of us. We've got this, right?
You bet. Dogs Inc. trained us well.
Ready to make a difference for our humans?
Born ready.
Discover how extraordinary guide and service dogs change lives at no cost to the recipients. Visit dogsinc.org.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by McBoob's Laundromat in Elkton. Offering self-serve laundry, or call 989-551-5192 to schedule your drop-off service today for only $1.50 a pound.